Welcome back to Patriots Preview, driven by the all-wheel drive 2019 Honda CR-V at your New England Honda dealers. Mark Bertrand alongside Chris Gasper at Splitsville Patriot Place in Foxborough. We're now joined by Jeff Howe. He's brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union. Has your bank changed? Then change where you bank. At Rockland Federal Credit Union, they have the account for you. They provide their members with quality, convenient, and friendly service. Visit rfcu.com today to find a location near you. Jeff Howe, The Athletic, with us here at Splitsville. Hey, Jeff.
What's up?
All right. I said I was going to mention a Rob Gronkowski piece of information, and I will do that right now. But this is not about his announcement that's coming up next week, which we still don't know what that is. But this story from today. Gronk is back on the football field, as I read from Yahoo.com, the entertainment department. He's back on the football field running drills and catching passes. But before fans get excited that he's coming out of retirement already, the three-time Super Bowl champion is launching a new kind of sporting challenge. Rob Gronkowski and Gronk Nation announced the launch of Stadium Blitz on Thursday morning, a unique obstacle course race inspired by grueling NFL training drills. The race series kicks off on October 12th at New Era Field in Buffalo, New York. That's home of the Bills, of course, and the city where Gronk is from, where he grew up. It will then proceed to the Buccaneers' Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay. That is on October 26th, with more cities to be announced soon. Gronk is obviously a part of this tour. It doesn't start until October 12th. The second date is October 26th. That would seem to get in the way of any sort of plans for him to make a return to the NFL that people have pegged for him.
No, it just means he can't play the 27th against the Browns. So you pencil him in the next week against the Ravens. You get a little slow integration. Then you rest up for the bye, and you come back for, there was another good team on the other side of that bye.
Yeah, it's the Eagles.
Perfect.
It's the Eagles.
Eagles.
On the
there you go.
Side of the bye.
Super Bowl preview. Gronk's on the field.
You know, Gronk continues to look thin. Gronk making plans. Gronk with multiple announcements. Gronk feels further and further away from football.
I thought the moment the announcement happened, he was done. I thought there was finality to it that very instant. Not just the way he put it or announced it, but you saw the people around him, his girlfriend on Instagram. You saw the Patriots statements. It sounded like he was done, and everything that we've seen since then is really sort of piled onto that.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a good point. You look at that tight end position, it doesn't seem like it's really an area of strength for the Patriots at this point. So that's something I'll have my eye on tonight. Jeff, what are some of the things that you'll have your eye on tonight in this game?
I want to see more growth from Isaiah Wynn. I thought he was terrific last week in his debut. Only played three series, but he didn't allow anybody near Brian Hoyer, so that's a good start. And you want to see more than three series to see if maybe he can be on pace to probably not play the full game in week one, but to at least play, I don't know, 60 to 75% of the snaps. You know, maybe you get him for full strength in time for, like, week three. He's obviously not going to be a full go in week two against Miami, I would think. I'm just assuming, I guess. I shouldn't say obviously. Look at the running backs. I mean, Sony Michel has not made strides only on the ground this summer, but in terms of running routes, he caught all 13 balls that Brady threw to him this summer. He looks miles ahead of where he was last year as a route runner. Remember, he couldn't even get into the flat without Tom Brady overthrowing him because he was so lost as a pass catcher. You want to see that? You want to see if they'll give Damian Harris a look with the starters. We'll see with... I want to see Chase Winovich line up against some starting caliber offensive linemen. I mean, he's got more than a quarter of the disruptions that I've charted over the course of the preseason so far, but it's all come against backups. So, you know, I think that's a guy whose skills are going to translate just fine, but how ready is he to make an impact? I want to see what the waves of tight ends look like with the starters. You know, is it going to be Ben Watson and Lance Kendricks? I don't know if Lacoste is going to be ready to come back tonight. Are they going to give a guy like Ryan Izzo a chance to play with Brady? So I think we'll get a better read for the competition there. I think they know what they have at receiver. I know that's the hot topic positional group this week. But and then, you know, does Stidham continue to... The thing I'm looking at with Stidham is, does he repeat the mistakes that he had last week? I think he's been overall very good. We're all looking at those three throws that could have been intercepted last week, but a big thing that his offensive coordinator of the last two years, Chip Lindsey, told me was that he's a guy who never repeats mistakes. So let's see if he repeats some of those sloppy throwing errors or mental errors that he had that could have led to those turnovers last week. That's not a guy who's been turnover prone in his career in Auburn, So, again, I thought it was atypical for him.
I hope he gets some run against the Panthers ones, which was something you had mentioned, Mark, in terms of the order of quarterbacks. I would like to see Stidham get a series or whatever against the Panthers starters to see what he looks like.
Order tonight is important. Watch the order tonight. Something to keep an eye on. Jeff, news of the day. Patrick Chung being indicted in New Hampshire on cocaine possession charges. One of the questions we've had, and I don't think anyone really has the answer, but I'm curious to know if you've heard anything on this or had any indication. Did the team know about this before we found out about this today?
I don't know. I'd only be guessing, but I think that I don't even know if he found out that this was really going to come down until very recently. So I thought that this was one of those things where, you know, the incident happened that night, and then it sort of went away, and then it kind of just came to a head again this week. So I honestly have no idea if he kind of kept them in the loop through the whole process. But, I mean, if you're him, and again, I'm just throwing stuff against the wall. I'm thinking, all right, what would I do if I were in this situation? I'd probably think I was in the clear, so why would I volunteer that information? I don't know.
Well, he had to have found out before today.
He did, yes. Yeah, yeah. He found out before today, but I think it was just very recently.
He was indicted 2 weeks ago. He may not have found out that day. You know, let's assume he was notified shortly.
But wouldn't you
thereafter.
Say something to the team on the 25th? Hey, this thing happened to me, coach. Just want to let you know. Like,
well, no, because he may not have thought anything was going to come of it.
I don't know. If somebody takes some cocaine from your house, you might be like, hey, just to let you know, like.
But there were no. It wasn't like he was arrested.
No, I know.
You know, the cops came, the cops left, and you may think that was the end of it. You know, I don't know that necessarily you would think. Once you get indicted 2 weeks ago and you find out you've been indicted for it, then you got to tell them.
Yeah, absolutely. Then it should be on the table.
And so let's assume. Let's make a safe assumption. He's known for 8 or 10 days here. He's known for at least a week that this happened. He's had time. He didn't find out today. And so that's what I wonder. You know, did he tell them ahead of time, or were they blindsided by it today? And as we were talking about earlier, the team, I think, would have more to be mad about if they didn't know until today.
Yeah, I mean, I still think, you know, reading through all of this stuff, if you're his lawyer, I think you have a pretty – there's a pretty good roadmap for how you're going to defend this case. And looking at that area, I mean, knowing a little bit about Meredith and the Lakes region.
Oh, you know a little bit about the area up there,
Jeff?
Yeah.
Spent some time up there, know some people up there. I mean, look, I would be shocked if he didn't beat this thing. And I don't have any legal expertise, but look, I'm just going to.
Legal Jeff Howe over here.
There we go.
All right, Jeff, appreciate you stopping by. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.